Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give it a try. Let me know if it works. It should. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Jocelyn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Jocelyn. What's on your mind?
I have a question about my daughter.
Okay.
I have a 2.5-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Okay.
And my 1-year-old has just recently, she's almost ready to walk. So the sibling rivalry has begun.
Escalated,
and,
yeah.
Yes, definitely. So the problem I'm dealing with, I think it's very common, but I don't know how to deal with it. And the way I have been dealing it, I think is not correct.
Okay.
So,
tell me what you've been doing. Tell me what the problem is and what she's doing.
So the problem is, you know, there's the one toy in the corner of the room that nobody wants. And then the baby wants it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, my oldest daughter...
Come and take it. It's mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
She yanks it out of her hand, or
yep.
she pushes her down.
Yep.
So what I've been doing, which I realize now is the same thing that you talk about that you did with your daughter, where it's like, no, we don't hit. So I yank it out of my oldest hand... And then I say, no, you don't, you know, give it to your sister. And then I give it to the baby. But, I mean, I'm doing the same thing that she's doing to her sister. I'm doing to her, I feel.
Okay.
So.
I think it's not bad, but there needs to be a larger context here.
Okay.
Tell one of the ways of dealing with this, because what we really need to do, again, saying to what I would probably do, well, let me back off a little bit, because I was going to say, it's not a terrible solution, but it gives her face time for being naughty. She'll have a heart attack, as you know. She'll have a temper tantrum, and then you have to deal with her. And it also, unfortunately, sends the message to the one-year-old, who will figure it out very quickly, here's a way to get my sister in trouble. So it's
sure
not...
Has, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a terrible solution, but probably what I would... Again, let's back off this particular issue and get a larger context, and then we'll come back to it. What we need to do is help older child understand there's a huge advantage at this moment to being a big sister. And what I would point out is big sisters get to stay up later. Big sisters get to watch television. Big sisters, when are you bottle feeding, breastfeeding? How are we feeding the one-year-old?
Bottle feeding.
Okay. That if you're, the 2.5-year-old comes and maybe reads you a story, or you read her a story when you're feeding the 1-year-old, the idea being that helping the 2.5-year-old understand that she gets special attention for being 2.5. And the nicer she is to her baby sister, the more attention she gets. Because otherwise, she will figure out that basically being naughty is the only way to really get your attention away from the 1-year-old. So
okay.
It has to be that larger context. And because then you can say to the 2.5-year-old, wow, you know, you were so nice to give your baby sister that toy that you get a gold star. And when you get 2 gold stars, you get to do whatever. All right? Because otherwise it's just you took it from your sister. You get to go back to your sister. She'll then have a temper tantrum. Then you're saying, you can't behave like this. Or she'll go clobber the 1-year-old. And then she has to be punished for that. So it's not that there's any, you can see that there's no obvious perfect solution to the notion of the younger kid took the toy and now the older kid wants it. And again, it will teach the younger child, here's a way to get mom's attention as well. All I have to do is pick up a toy, my sister will slug me, I then cry, mom will come and give me both the toy and the attention. So, and so what we want is a larger kind of context in that of their huge advantages to being the big sister and being nice to your sister. And you get get gold stars for it. When we're giving the baby her lunch, if you come and read a story. And, of course, the younger sister will adore the older sister, even if she's clobbering her, because that's younger mm-hmm. kids really like older sister. So try, rather than punishing this, and I'll tell you what I would do, rather than giving the toy to the kid, what I would do is your daughter takes the toy, you go and play with the kid. Because that's really, I think, a more powerful lesson. As you point out, if big people could just take toys from little people, exactly as you say, all right, little big person takes it from littler person, mom who's bigger takes it from me. So, you know, that's not really the lesson. The lesson is you're going to get a lot more attention for doing good than doing wicked. And if you just ignore the fact she's taking the toy, except to give the younger child the attention. Now, the problem is that it's teaching the younger child that if she hollers enough, she'll get attention, but she's probably already knows that. So reinforcing that a whole lot. Yeah, it's not reinforcing that a whole lot. So, Jocelyn, you hear that I think that the larger issue is not what do we do when the younger child takes the toy, because that's, and again, I think the it's not a perfect solution, but ignore the 2.5-year-old and focus on the 1-year-old, because understand that the gold standard here in the toy, it's mom's attention. So if the 2.5-year-old figures that what I do is get the kids, you know, mom's attention diverted to the enemy, she's less likely to do it. At the same time, giving her huge clues about how to get your attention, which is to be nice, to rub the 1-year-old's feet and to tell her stories and to hold her hand and make sure that the frying pans are very far away from your 2.5 daughter's reach so she doesn't clobber the kid. So I think, give it a try. Let me know if it works. It should. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Alrighty, so we get the point that what we're trying to do, I mean, that's the tricky part about parenting, is not punishing, but sort of seeing the long perspective, having that perspective, because kids certainly don't. And understanding what we're really trying to do is not set up a rivalry between the kids. I mean, sibling rivalry is a real phenomenon. And the rivalry isn't for a toy, as I mentioned. It's for the parents' attention. So if instead of doing that, what you can do is, and it's kind of what we were talking about the issue about rejection last hour, if you can help a child understand that there's a huge advantage to being nice, to being a big sister, to helping mom, to sharing our toys, then you've gone a long way to helping that child become not only socialized, but actually a nice human being. Okay, enough about children, at least temporarily. You know I'm a great fan of sleep. I remember reading a quote from Katharine Hepburn years ago, and I remember someone asked her to what she owed her longevity, and she said at least one day a week, she would turn off the phones, get into bed, pull up the covers, and spend the entire day in bed not talking to a soul. And I remember at the time thinking, wow, what a waste, and now I think, wow, what a good idea. So I think that sleep is, you know, people spend, especially women, but men are spending it too, spend gazillions. I think it's like a $3 trillion industry or something huge about cosmetics and facelifts and Botox and all this stuff to make it forever young and beautiful. Of course, none of which actually works, but nevertheless. And it turns out that one of the cheapest and best and most effective beauty aids is really just getting 8 hours sleep. And it turns out that in addition to that, I've mentioned before that there was a study done a bunch of years ago that suggested that they took high school or college athletes who are presumably very strong and in very good shape, and they sleep deprived them for 3 days. No sleep at all. And what they found is that they could induce schizophrenic-like symptoms in them after 3 days. And these are perfectly healthy people. So the idea of sleep deprivation, and we've gotten to the point in our society that, you know, well, I only need 2 hours sleep. This is perhaps an unfortunate topic to take up with Nathan today since he has gotten no sleep overnight. But nevertheless, that sleep really does seem to mend the frazzled coil. I know it's a misquote, but nevertheless, you get the point. And it turns out that now they're saying that sleep can actually affect the size of your brain. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we return. And if you want to talk about if you've got sleep issues or sleep problems or just dreams, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
855-99-DR-JOY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so we're talking about the brain. You know, one of the interesting statistics is that we've learned more in the last 10 years than probably everything else combined up to that point about the brain. And I was in medical school, I guess I was in medical school about 20-some years ago. And I remember at the time people saying, well, we're right at the cusp of being able to understand exactly how the brain works. And which I, look, I'm a psychologist, so the idea of being able to understand how the brain works, woo, baby, baby. And I did a lot of work in neuropathology, which was after people had given up the ghost, I got their brain to study. And, you know, at the end of that, and it was intense, and it was state-of-the-art, and it was really interesting. And at the end of that, I understood how you move your finger, but in terms of personality, and memory continues to astound and amaze us, because there's so many different areas that every time we think we've mapped out the memory in the brain, and I think there, at this point there are like 7 or 8 different areas. We found another one, and I talked before about the idea that that meaningful music seems to open other pathways back to memory, which is, again, it's not documented neurologically yet, but it's documented in terms of, you know, mother-in-law research of anecdotal information. But so this is an interesting, as I said, I've always been a fan of sleep, and more so the older I get. As a kid, I was like everybody, so, wow, I can get along on 3 hours sleep. And part of it is you have a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of work to do, especially in school. But I tend not to play those games so much anymore. And I'm also a great fan of naps. We love naps. I mean, even 20 minutes, I'm a great power napper. At one point in my life, I was doing 3 hours of radio every day and 8 hours of television every day. And I would the reason I could do it is I would take a 20-minute nap in between stuff, and not the world's smartest thing to do, but nevertheless. So what they did, this is an interesting study, and I'm not sure exactly how they figured it out, because it seems like it's almost one of those accidental findings. They looked at about 150 adults between the ages of 20 and 84, and they did MRI scans, which are not inexpensive to do, to examine the link between sleep problems like an insomnia and brain volume. All right, and what we know, and we knew this, we've known it conclusively since MRIs and CAT scans, but we knew it before at autopsy, is that in severe brain problems like Alzheimer's, that it's called pathognomonic, that you get boxcar ventricles, that the ventricles that are usually kind of rounded, not kind of rounded, they are rounded in a normal brain. And we now can see it at an MRI, but before it had to be an autopsy, because that was the only way you could see what the brain looked like, that they became squared off, hence the term boxcar ventricles, and with devastating results, including memory loss and loss of just essentially everything, serious Alzheimer's. So what they did in this particular study is they did MRIs, and then they did another one 3.5 years later. Now, how they figured this out, I don't know, but they did. And they said that about a third of the people met the criteria for poor sleep health, and however they defined that. And they said that those with sleep problems had a more rapid decline in brain volume or size over the course of the study than those who slept well. Now, someone is going to be wise enough to say, well, which is chicken and which is egg? Is it they couldn't sleep because their brain was deteriorating, or their brain deteriorated because they couldn't sleep? The logic would probably support the latter, but it's not terribly clear when it comes to physiology. And over 60, things became even more dramatic. So the idea being that poor sleep patterns can actually contribute to dementia. So that if sleep can lead to memory loss, the size of the brain would also be affected. A little less obvious and linear, but nevertheless. We know that lack of sleep can lead to all sorts of problems. Poor sleep can affect our immune system, we know that. Our cardiovascular health, weight, and memories, and we still don't know why. Studies have shown that poor sleep can cause protein buildup in the brain that attacks brain cells, so we're still trying to put the piece of the puzzle together. Because believe it or not, even after all these years of human history and medicine and science, is we don't actually know why people sleep. I mean, we can make all sorts of assumptions, but in terms of hard data, and why we dream. One of the assumptions has been it's just kind of like a memory, you know, it's just like a drop, you know, just getting rid of all that stuff. But that doesn't fit the data very well. People think that sometimes dreams are meaningless, which also doesn't fit the data very well. There are obviously effective treatments for sleep problems, but the question is, if you improve the quality of people's sleep, can you slow the rate of brain volume loss? Because that's what we don't want to do. As your brain shrinks, so does your ability to function. So the idea being that if we could help everyone, and a third of the people is, well, that's a huge number of people, right? But as he says, he said the same thing I said, which is not what the article itself says. Is the sleep problem that causes the atrophy, or is it the atrophy that causes the sleep problems? And obviously that's something hopefully we're going to be sorting out in the next couple of years. But in the meantime, what does that mean for those of us who are presumably in relatively good health and have our memories are relatively intact? And the answer is, get enough sleep. That if in fact, as our brain shrinks, we're going to have more trouble sleeping, it certainly means that in the meantime, where we don't have those problems, that we should get the appropriate amount of sleep. And we know that whenever you go to bed, you should get up about the same amount of time. And people think, well, all right, I'll sleep in on the weekends. And what you'll find, if you're one of those people who slept in on the weekends, what you'll find on Monday morning, da-da, is that you're having sleep problems. You're having a headache. You're feeling a little groggy. You can't concentrate as well. So when you go to bed, is not as important as maintaining a consistent level of arising when you get up in the morning, all right? So take that into consideration. The notion that somehow you can make up sleep deprivation does not seem to be the case. I know all of us feel like, okay, if I can just make it to the weekend, I'll be okay. But if you can sort of try and have more consistent sleep patterns, and I know we all have busy lives, so it's not completely positive to do it or completely capable of doing it. But if you can shoot for it, and instead of sort of feeling that it's a symptom of great superiority to get less sleep, understand that you're not doing your brain much of a favor. That getting to bed at a reasonable amount of time, sleeping in an atmosphere that allows you to be relaxed. It turns out that the average amount of time that it takes, if you're not sleep deprived, to go to sleep is about 20 minutes. So if you're falling asleep as soon as your head hits the pillow, you're probably not getting enough sleep. All right. Be careful about naps. As you know, I'm a great fan of them. I think they're great. But don't nap too close to bedtime or you'll find yourself not being able to sleep at night. All right. So if you have some questions about sleep, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, I have an issue with, I have a nephew getting married in July, this coming July. And I really don't want to be a part of this wedding, and I will give you the reasoning behind that.
Okay.
He and his fiance have been living together for, I'm going to say, 3-4 years now.
Okay.
I'm going to guess she's in the 27, 28 years of age, and he is the same. They've been living with my brother, which is none of my business. I have, you know, no comments about that. However, they have made it very well known that they are both having affairs with other people.
Ah!
And Yeah.
Wow.
They all work for the same company, which is a large company, and I have another nephew and his wife also work at this company, as well as my brother, who's the father of this groom-to-be.
How did you find out about this? Who told you?
Oh, they make it very public on Facebook.
So your nephew says we're having an affair? I'm having an affair with somebody?
He makes it very public with this other woman that he's seeing. And everybody on the job site know all this, and it's just sort of a joke.
Does the fiancé
know? Anyhow, oh, she's having an affair with another guy. I don't know if they know each other. Like, if they both know that they're messing around, I'm going to assume yes, because they have no qualms about being so open about,
and they're
you know,
saying
either
they're actually
of their
having,
relationships.
They're having sex. They're not friends, but they're actually having sex.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyhow, my issue is I'm thinking, okay, so now you expect other family members and friends to, you know, take time off work, go out of town because they don't live in the same town as I do, and take part in what I consider to be a joke. I mean, I just don't know how to get out of this.
Okay.
Like, obviously, if I say I don't want to come, my brother's going to say, well, what the heck?
All right, and you would say to him, they're both having affairs.
I don't know what to say. That's the problem.
Well, oh yeah,
because when I think of saying, well, the kids are not even faithful to each other, then I hear your voice in my ear saying, that doesn't help anybody.
Okay, let me give you a completely different point of view on this, and then we'll sort of negotiate with one another, all right? Because you can do whatever you want to do, obviously. What if both of them had the idea that they were... Do you know about the Amish tradition of devil year? Let me explain it to you. I knew nothing about it. And, in fact, watched a documentary about it, which I thought was going to be softcore porn, and I was going to watch the first 3 minutes and then not watch it. And it turns out to be very interesting because the Amish community of Mennonites, and I actually spent, I was in second, third grade, I lived in York, Pennsylvania, so I had a bunch of friends who were Amish. And it turns out it's a very fundamentalistic sort of sect, let's call it, that has very specific rules. And one of the things that they do with kids when they turn 18 is they say, go out into the world and experience everything except you can't get pregnant. So you can have sex, drugs, rock and roll, you have to use condoms, and then come back after 2 years and decide if you want to join the sect, because it has very specific rules. And once you're here, you can't have sex outside of marriage, and you can't, I think you can't drink as well. Like, I'm not Amish, but and I don't remember all of it because it was a while ago. But the basic, very specific rules. And their notion, which I find incredibly smart and kind of refreshing as opposed to judgmental, is, look, how do you know to opt for one lifestyle unless you've experienced options? So let's apply the Amish devil year to your nephew and his fiance for a moment, just as a hypothetical construct, that they are saying marriage is for a long time, so let's sow our wild oats now. We are committed to one another, and once we are married, then we are going to adhere to the laws of the church, and we are going to be very chaste, we're going to be very loyal, we're going to be very faithful, we're going to be very committed to one another. So that's at least a possibility, which gives you then the possibility of going to your nephew and saying, Charmer, I've seen your website. It seems to me that you are messing around, to put, you know, not too fine a word on it, as is your fiance. And I'm just wondering how you view your marriage vows as affecting this. And he will either say, it's none of your business, or, you know, you're old-fashioned, you're a fogey, at which point, as far as I'm concerned, you can send him a card and skip the wedding, because as far as you're concerned, you'd be participating in something that's more than a little hypocritical. However, I would also then, so one possibility is just ask. And you don't have to necessarily ask your brother, although I suppose you could. I mean, technically you could say, look, it just seems to me that there's a disconnect here between what a wedding is and their behavior, and I'm just a little curious about what your stance is on it, because you're the one who's footing the bill, which is probably better than footing the, never mind, fitting the bull. I did it again. That you're footing the bill. So I'm just curious about how you reconcile this. And you can ask him as a question rather than making a judgmental statement of, gee, you know, this seems to me that if you look at their Facebook page, both of them are less than committed to one another. And I'm just curious about how you reconcile this with the notion of how we were brought up with a wedding. All right. So you can ask him. You can ask your nephew. And you can be curious rather than furious. The other option of thinking about a wedding is if the requirement of being at a wedding was that everybody had to approve of the bride and groom, everybody would elope. Because half the people think that he's not good enough for her, the other half think that she's pregnant, the other half don't like the other family. So the requirement of being at a wedding is not that you approve of the duo, not that you approve. It's just that you're showing up because somebody that you care about, whether it's the family of the bride, the family of the groom, the bride, tradition, they were in your wedding, whatever. The reasons why people show up at a wedding have absolutely nothing to do with giving the stamp of approval to the couple. It just doesn't. Never has. It's a statement that says, in this life, it's a lonely existence, that showing up, if we can make a difference, is something we do, not necessarily for the other person, but for us. It's how we feel connected. It's how we feel that we exist. So, having said all that, do I think you have to go to the wedding? No, I don't. But I think you're going to create some problems that are probably not worth it to create. Not only with your brother, with your nephew, but if you've got kids, you're going to get the family. You're going to start a civil war. Do we agree with Anne or disagree with Anne? And so what I would probably do in your circumstances is, as far as I'm concerned, it's okay to ask the questions ahead of time. Or you can decide, to hell with it, I don't really care, it's not my business, I'm just going to go show up, do a minor check or, you know, whatever, or send him a card, or that my gift is, my present is my presence, and do whatever you want. But my issue for you not going is it going to create more problems for you than it's worth? If you feel strongly enough about it, then I think you're allowed to do what you want to do. But again, with crisis rights, the deal is we show up not because we approve, but because it's part of the social structure. It's part of the social fabric. So, and as far as I'm concerned, you can go minimal amount of time. You and your husband can go check into the Motel Motel. And you can certainly ask or not ask any of those questions ahead of time. I just wanted to give you options that might ease the emotional burden that I'm sure you're feeling at this moment.
Yeah. If I were to ask these questions, because we live in two separate cities about 5 hours apart, it would be proper to ask them in person, correct?
Well, like, not necessarily. If you're already going to go, yeah, I much prefer, since you've got till July, if there's a time that it's going to be convenient where everybody's going to be face to face, I think it's a great idea because you're going to get much more information, and it's not, you can't hang up on somebody in a restaurant. You can on a phone.
Right.
Tone, and when you're talking about important emotional issues, I much prefer face to face. But I don't want you to go to the wedding and ask at that moment, because at that moment, No.
Okay. Of course not.
If you can do that beforehand, and I'm saying, look, I really have something important I need to talk with you about, and it's been weighing on my conscience, and can you and I agree to meet in, you know, in Cincinnati or something, halfway in between, for the weekend? I'll buy you lunch. I mean, however you want to do it. My preference is certainly face to face, but I don't want you to do it at the wedding, because I think it'll give you and everybody else a huge stomach ache. All right, so now you have some options.
I should speak to the nephew prior to speaking to my brother. Like, what if my brother doesn't know of this?
Well, all he has to do is
the whole Facebook scene.
Well, but you can explain. You can ask him and say, "Look, have you checked out Facebook? Because it seems to me, I mean, you could certainly go to the nephew first. He's a grown up human being, and father's not really responsible.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, preference would probably be going to nephew, and then nephew. I mean, the invitations probably haven't been sent out, and if you make the nephew unhappy enough with you, maybe it will solve the problem because he won't invite you.
Okay,
that was a little sneaky on my part. Okay?
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, man.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, so guess who I got an email from today? Da-dum-dum. Dear valued customer, on September 8th, we confirmed our payment data system has been breached, which could potentially impact customers using payment cards at our U.S. and Canadian stores. On September 18th, we confirmed that the malware, I love these terms, used in the breach has been eliminated from our U.S. and Canadian stores, and that we have completed a major payment security project that provides enhanced encryption of payment data at point of sale throughout our U.S. stores. Home Depot. And what they're saying is we're offering customers who used a payment card at Home Depot store in 2014 from April on 12 months of free identity protection services, including credit monitoring, beginning on September 19th. We apologize for the frustration and anxiety. Visit our website where you'll find frequently asked questions, helpful tips. But they want all my information. I don't know about this. They said, you know, if you don't trust us, why would that be? Here's a phone number. You can call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT, I think, or something. I don't know. I spent several hours on the phone this morning with Amex because someone, as I said last week, had taken my... They didn't take my credit card. I had my credit card. They just took the number, which is even scarier in some ways. I mean, I had the damn number, the card. There we go. All right, I'm whining. 855, it's modern technology. What can I tell you? 855-99-37569. Joe, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. My question to you is, I'm having like a little problem. I'm like going through weight loss.
Okay.
I'm writing in my journals.
Good girl.
But I'm not finding the problem. I don't know why I can't. I'm a procrastinator, and I give up. I just stop. I'll do great. Like, I'll lose 60 pounds and then just stop.
Okay.
And
well, I mean,
I never complete anything, Dr. George.
Well,
never.
No. Don't say that to yourself, because if you say,
okay,
I'm the kind of person who never completes anything, guess what? You're not going to complete anything. If you say, you know what? Oh, and let's look at this. So how much weight have you lost so far, Joe?
Okay, this time I'm like 15 pounds down.
Good for you. Over what period of time?
About a month.
That's excellent. All right. So how long do you feel like you've been stuck?
Forever. I just...
No. I mean, you've lost 15 pounds, so...
Well, I'm getting it like now. I just left Whole Foods, so I got myself together. I was like, I'm not going to eat any chocolate. But I guess I don't...
Okay.
I don't know how long.
Let's do a couple things. First of all, if you view yourself as, I can never have another piece of chocolate as long as I live, you're putting yourself in a really compromised position, because, I mean, that's a terrible idea to never have chocolate the rest of your life. And, in fact, chocolate is not terrible for you. But if you said to yourself, look, any week where I lose 2 pounds or more, on Saturday I can have as much chocolate as I want.
Okay.
Then let's just take that example. What you've given yourself is a goal, a very specific goal. You're not saying I'm going to lose weight, or if I lose enough weight. You're being very specific. If I lose 2 pounds, and we can modify this, obviously. I'm just picking numbers. If I lose 2 pounds this week on Saturday, so we're picking a specific goal, a specific weight loss, a specific day, I can have as much chocolate as I want. Now, one of the things you will find is once you know that you can have as much as you want, you're not going to want all that much. If nothing else, you'll lose your taste for it. You'll get a headache from the caffeine, the sugar, whatever. All right, but just start off that way. And then what you can do is you can begin modifying that a little bit. You can say, all right, if I can go once a week, and I really would like to be more effective in my weight loss, maybe what I can do is, instead of having Saturday once a week, I can do every other Saturday. I can do the second and the fourth Saturday of any month. All right, so you can begin modifying. Again, keeping a very specific goal, very specific day, very specific poundage. And then what we can do, so we've taken care of the immediate. That's just called, you know, behavior modification, all right, biofeedback. All right, so that's number one. Number two, then what we could say is, what would, if I got to my ideal weight, what would that mean? What does weight mean to me? And I don't know if you've ever looked at that, but I've had clients in the past who, I had one client who was in a very unhappy marriage. And what she felt, and it took us a while in therapy to find it, because the issue was not weight loss per se.
Mm-hmm.
The issue was, she felt if she ever lost the weight and was really attractive to other men, that she would leave her marriage. That as long as she felt that as long as she was heavy, that no other man would be attracted to her, so she would not be tempted to leave her marriage. Well, obviously, I mean, that's gonna sabotage her out of nowhere, because the issue wasn't really weight. The issue was being in an unhappy marriage. So once we started looking at her marriage, that she could either improve it or leave it, or and part of it may very well have been her husband who said, wow, you know, you look really great, and became more possessive. I mean, there are all sorts of issues here. But the point being that we need to look at this on a couple of different levels. In terms of the weight loss, relatively easy to manage. And as you point out, you know, you've lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's half a person. So you know how to lose weight, number one.
Yeah, and I did find the problem. The problem is what you're saying, the underlying problem is self-sabotage. I do know that. Through looking at my journals and reading them over the years.
All right, so
main thing that stuck out was self-sabotage.
All right, so why are you sabotaging yourself? What's the subtext?
That's the reason why I don't know.
All right, I'll tell you what. I don't think
I deserve it. I don't know.
Well, be careful. I mean, you don't want to do psychobabble on yourself. You want to do emotional archaeology. You want to say, okay, what is it? What if I were thin? And I don't know if thin is really the issue. I don't know if what would be the consequence. Are you single or are you married?
I'm single.
Okay. Do you want to be single or do you want to be married?
I date a lot, so that's not the issue. I have no problem with dating. My dating life is great.
Okay. Did you grow up with a mom and dad in the household?
I did.
Okay. Do you have a good relationship with both?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Were either of them heavy?
My mother was for a while, but she lost a lot of weight. And actually, my dad didn't like it, but she lost a lot of weight. She's kept it off for 20 years.
Okay. When you say your dad didn't like it, tell me about that a little bit.
Well, I have a West Indian family, so West Indian men tend to like run a little thicker. And so he just wasn't too pleased with it, you know, her losing, like, she lost like 50 pounds.
All right, I'll tell you what.
He didn't like it.
You hear the music. So what I need you to do is I want you to tell me how he displayed his dislike of it, how old you were at the time. We'll talk about it in just a little bit. Well, I'm going to start you off next hour. Dorothy, hang on for me. I'll get to you, I promise. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking a little bit about weight loss and how to get it off, how to keep it off, and why. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr. Joy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.